California was once a national model for managed health care, but these days HMO networks are beginning to unravel across the state. A new survey by UC San Francisco finds that a majority of California doctors aren't taking new patients who have HMO coverage. One area that's suffering acutely from the failure of several HMOs is the Central California community of San Luis Obispo. As Deirdre Kennedy reports, the county's crisis reflects a growing health care problem facing the nation.
San Luis Obispo is a quiet coastal community nestled among rolling hills about halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles. Its wide open spaces and quaint mission-style buildings attract thousands of tourists, retirees, and students, many of whom end up settling. Until recently, it also attracted young doctors like Rob Need, who moved his wife and baby here last year to take a job at Mission Medical, a large physicians group with 55,000 patients.
Mission Medical brought a lot of physicians to this community, and it's not just primary care physicians, it's specialists as well. If you looked at the cardiology group, orthopedic groups, a lot of the specialty groups, many of them were part of Mission Medical initially and then broke away.
Although Mission Medical took mostly HMO patients, it tried to maintain the family practice feeling, giving physicians like Rob Need a chance to get to know his patients. He was there only a few months when Mission Medical filed for bankruptcy protection, then suddenly went out of business. Many of the group's doctors went to smaller practices, some left the area. Rob Need went to work at an urgent care clinic, but the people who suffered the most were the patients.
I have a ruptured disc, but I didn't know what was wrong with me. I was just in extreme pain.
Bobby Robinson was Dr. Need's patient when Mission Medical closed. Like thousands of others, she was reassigned by her HMO to new primary care physicians. Even though she was in agony, she couldn't get in to see her new GP for 6 weeks, so she asked for Dr. Need's help.
Dr. Need looked at my MRI and said, "Oh, this is really bad. You probably need surgery." He referred me to three surgeons. The one surgeon that did take me said, "There is not an anesthesiologist in the entire county that would put you under. They will not take a risk that they will not get paid."
Robinson has Health Net coverage through CalPERS, the California Public Employees Retirement System. Many doctors won't take Health Net because CalPERS is ending its Health Net contract in January. To find an anesthesiologist who will take her expiring health plan, Robinson will have to drive more than 100 miles. That's why more and more patients like Robinson are ending up managing their illnesses through urgent care, says Dr. Need.
It is not uncommon to have a patient walk into urgent care with multiple medical problems on a dozen medicines, and they have nowhere to go.
Dr. David Harris, president of the County Medical Society, blames the healthcare crisis on HMOs trying to cash in on the area's large number of union employees and retirees on Medicare, the national insurance plan that covers seniors and the disabled.
What really changed, though, and caused the dominoes to really start falling was about 5 to 6 years ago, the senior HMOs came, and because of our Medicare reimbursement levels being so low, within a year or 2 years, they are all going broke, and then they all started to leave.
Medicare repays doctors in San Luis Obispo half of what it pays in Los Angeles for the same services, because San Luis Obispo is considered a rural county. That designation is both outdated and unfair, says Democratic Representative Lois Capps, who's trying to get Congress to change the way Medicare payments are figured.
San Luis Obispo County is, to me, the poster child as a rural county of the discrepancies, the disparities, and the unfairness of our healthcare reimbursement for Medicare across the country.
Theoretically, healthcare in rural communities is cheaper, but the cost of living on the Central Coast these days is nearly as high as Los Angeles or San Francisco. Medical Society Chief David Harris warns that as long as reimbursements remain low, more and more doctors and nurses will leave the area, and it will be harder to find physicians who will take health insurance. He says other cities around the state should take a lesson from what's happening here.
We're going to be a year or two ahead of the bigger metropolitan areas, but believe me, when it gets there, it is going to be awful. The only thing is that it will get politicians' attention then because it will affect larger and larger populations and voter bases, and then maybe things will start to wake up.
Researcher Kevin Grumbach at the University of California at San Francisco says it's already happening in the cities. Urban doctors across the state are already turning away from HMO care and Medicare.
California led the nation's charge into managed care, and what we're seeing in California is clearly the beginning of a retreat from managed care.
The American Association of Health Plans says insurers are taking heed and are trying to give patients more choice. But that choice is likely to bring with it a higher price. For NPR News, I'm Deirdre Kennedy in San Luis Obispo, California.